We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike's on. He's ready to go. On the Fan. New York Sports Radio. Mike's on. Mike's on.
The Joe Girardi Report is brought to you by a participating Tri-State Buick GMC dealership, by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich of the New York Yankees, by New York Community Bank and the NYCB family of banks. Visit them online at nycb.com, and by Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza, the preferred pizza of New York baseball. The manager of the Yankees is Joe Girardi. Joe, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
All right, Joe. It's been an interesting start here, and who would have thunk an 8-game winning streak this early in the season, or in this season? You hadn't had one since 2012. That's a heck of a winning streak.
Yeah, really nice to see. It's unfortunate it came to an end last night, because I thought Seve pitched really, really well. We just weren't able to do much against Gonzalez, but the silver lining is Seve's throwing the ball really well.
Yeah, you got a good start on him, and let's be honest, pitching, you know, with the exception of Tanaka, pitching's been pretty good.
Yeah, I thought our starters have done a really good job. You know, the first time through, not so much, not much distance, and all of a sudden, you know, everything seemed to settle down, and they've done a really good job.
CC has. I mean, he's really been good. I mean, CC somehow last year, the light went on, and he decided he had figured this out exactly how he wanted to go about, you know, pitching again.
I agree. You know, I think it started in that September of 2015 when he threw well, and then it carried over into next year, 2016, and he's even been better in 2017.
How about Montgomery?
Pleased, really pleased. You know, it's six really good innings the other day. He didn't get out of that seventh. You know, I wish he would have, but that's all part of it, and it's just continuing to stretch him out.
What do you want to see from Tanaka?
Well, I kind of want to see what we saw from the third inning on against, I believe it was St. Louis, where his slider was good, his split was good, the command of the fastball was good, and he controlled counts and had swings and misses, and that's what you want to see.
Is there anything you could be worried about with him, or is it just that he just didn't get off to a good start this year?
You know, I mean, physically, I think he's in really good shape.
Okay.
We saw him really good in spring training. I don't know, for whatever reason, he got off to a bad start, and it's one of the guys you wouldn't have predicted to get off to a bad start. Similar to, I would have never predicted Birdie would have got off to a slow start.
And he got off to and let me bring him up, because I like the way he came out of it the other night, because he didn't just hit a homer, a long one. He also got three hits. You sat him the next day, which a lot of fans didn't like. I did. I actually called it that day. I thought he would sit. I understand why you did. And that's the question I ask. When is it to the point where you feel you're not nursing him along to build his confidence anymore? When do you reach that point? What do you have to see? Two good games? Three good games? What do you need to see where you feel, all right, I don't have to worry about him anymore?
Just consistent at bats like he had in spring training. That's what you want to see. And, you know, he's went through a few things. He hit the ball off his shin or foot, ankle, and that was sore. Then he got sick, he got a bad cold, and he was throwing up one night in Baltimore, and he got kind of run down. And I think he's just trying to, you know, he's just getting back to full strength. And, you know, as I said, you got to keep Carter involved, because he's going to have to pinch hit, and he's going to have to do things. Holland's really tough on left-handers. I know some of our left-handers, you know, got some hits off Holland the other day, but it wasn't like they were stinging the ball. Our right-handers are the guys that really did the damage. And I also think Chris Carter's pretty close, too. You know, I mean, he's putting the ball in play. He's just missing balls. And
see, he's going to do all his damage at once. He's just one of those guys. When he hits one, he's going to hit four. I mean, that's just the way he is. He's a streaky home run hitter. He is a home run hitter. He's a feast of famine home run hitter. You just got to live with it. That's what he is.
Yeah, and he has to have at-bats to be successful. And you know, this is a long year. And we got a long ways to go. And we're going to get some long streaks. And Birdie's going to play against some left-handers. I'm not going to sit him against, you know, all the left-handers. You know, you look at a guy like Sale, you wonder, okay, how many lefties do you put in the lineup against him? But there's certain lefties I'm going to pick to give him a day off.
Didi, how far away is he?
Well, he's supposed to start his rehab games on Friday, and you know, he'll probably play for about a week. He'll have a day off somewhere in there, I would guess, you know, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 games or whatever he needs to get ready. So he's getting closer.
Romine has swung the bat well since he went in as the catcher. He's done a very good job.
Yeah, he's done a good job for us the last 2 years, and I'm really pleased with what he's done behind the plate, too. I think he's done a really good job with our starting staff, and they've responded to him, and he's played really well.
You know, you have to like the start Headley got off to, especially with what he did last year and how good he's been. But I'd say the guy that you probably have to be most pleased about so far is how comfortable Judge has looked since the year started. He really, maybe he was able to, you know, be under the radar in spring with the other two guys. Whatever it is, Judge just seems like he's so comfortable. It's almost like there's no transition anymore. He just seems like he belongs.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. He got off to a little bit of a slow start to start the season. Then he started to hit some big home runs, and he's really taken off for us and really pleased with his at-bats, his defense, his patience. He stayed in the zone for the most part. I mean, he's played really, really well, too. And I give him a lot of credit because he had to make some adjustments, and he made them.
And, you know, I'm sure you worry about that swing because he's the biggest position player in the history of baseball. So it's a very long swing. Obviously, he's a big man. I mean, so we know that. But he seems like he just seems like everything's very smooth and everything's very together for him right now.
I agree. And the real advantage that he has is there is no fence that he can't hit it over,
right,
whether it's right field, center field, left field. So he doesn't always have to think pole to have power. He can hit the ball anywhere. I mean, I watch him in BP, and he regularly goes on top of the batter's eye like it's nothing. Where, you know, most guys are hoping they can hit it out in dead center. He's going way over. So his power is really going to play because he's going to hit pop-ups. He's going to miss balls, and they're going to go out, and they're going to be big hits.
Yeah, I mean, when you start getting compared, you know, regularly to Giancarlo Stanton, I mean, that's you know, pretty rarefied air when you talk about power. You know, he is that kind of power hitter.
He is, and I just think he's really starting to tap it. You know, I think he's never been a guy that's hit the ball in the air a ton, but he's figuring out how to do that with his swing to all fields and that should play really well.
The other guy that, it's funny, some guys just kind of get lost and don't get talked about very much. No one really talks about Castro very much, but he's done a really, you know, he does a solid job. He really, and I know he's not the greatest fielder in the world, but he's a solid player and he's a dangerous bat is what he is.
He is, and, you know, we've hit him all over the place and he doesn't care. You know, the great thing about Castro that I just love being around is how much he loves to play this game. And he wants to be out there every day. And physically, he handles it extremely well. He doesn't need very many days off. He goes out and plays and has a smile on his face and is really enjoying himself. And he's a dangerous hitter. He had a lot of big hits for us last year. He's had big hits already this year for us. And he's a guy that you can move around.
You can bat him anywhere in a lineup. You know, that's true.
He's not going to change his approach and say, well, because I'm hitting here, I got to do this. And because I'm hitting, he's going to stay the same. So it's easy to move him around.
No, that's true. He can do that. He can absolutely bat pretty much anywhere in that lineup. There's no question. And he's got sneaky power. He really does.
Yes, he does. I mean, he had 20 homers last year. I'm not going to be surprised if he does that again.
No, like I said, there's certain guys you just kind of forget about. And then you realize, you take a guy like Torres, and there's a guy that he's just a good guy to have on a team. Whatever you do with him and wherever you put him and whatever his role is, he seems to do the job. You know that?
Yeah, he's awesome to have. And the guys really rally around.
They like him, right?
They love. You know, the other day I was getting on Castro because he's throwing dirt at Toe. We call him Toe. And I said, stop being a bully. Stop picking on, you know, the little guy. And Toe's giving it right back to him. And this is a game where, you know, you're going to play every day, and you got to smile, and you got to have fun, and you got to enjoy playing. And Castro brings that out in a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, and I tell you, I don't know what you think about how much that allows you guys to kind of settle into the season, but an 8-game winning streak for a team like that. You opened 1-4. You were about to go 1-5. Your team rallied. Now, all of a sudden, you run off 8 games in a row. That really gives your team a chance to relax. It really does. You're not looking over your shoulder every day. You're not looking at the standings every day. You don't have to worry about a loss here or there. It allows a team that's kind of learning how to be a team together. It gives them a chance to kind of really relax a little bit about the standings.
I agree. And the way we won a lot of the games coming from behind, we won some close games. We won all different kind of games. Games where we weren't doing anything for 5 innings and then we explode. You know, it's helped our young kids relax. I think it's helped the veterans relax, you know, because they have a big responsibility upon themselves, you know, to not have all the pressure be on the kids. So they've done a really good job.
You know, and it's funny. I don't know what Warren will do his whole life, but if he's in the bullpen for the Yankees, you know one thing, he's going to get outs. I mean, the amazing thing, whenever he is in the Yankee bullpen, he is unbelievable.
He's as professional as any player I've ever been around, and whatever his role is, he's going to do it, and he never complains, and I give him a lot of credit because we ask him to do put on a lot of different hats in that bullpen, and he's able to do it successfully. And he's one of the few guys that I have found that is able to keep a 4-pitch mix in the bullpen. A lot of guys can't do it, but he's been able to do it, and I think it really helps him.
I mean, he's an unsung hero. You look at his numbers. They're unbelievable in that bullpen. I mean, the guy's thrown 9 innings. He allowed 3 hits. He struck out 9 guys. The guy's been unbelievable.
He has been a huge part of that bullpen, and our bullpen has been a strength.
It's been great. It's been tremendous.
Yeah.
You know, you've been a lot of that is, you know, you got to take credit for that. I know you got talent down there, and you do, but you've had a good bullpen almost exclusively every year you've been here, and you had to go through losing Mariano to having Robertson in the bullpen, to having all these different guys. And I understand everyone wants to be able to manage Chapman and Betances and Miller, but you, even when they weren't here, you managed to have a good bullpen every year since you've been here. It's pretty much every year that you've had a very good bullpen.
Yeah, I give those guys a lot of credit because they're ready to pitch. They know what they have to do. They're professional about it. Some of them are young kids that grow up in front of us, have went up and down and have provided big innings for it. You know, it all comes back to them. They have to make the pitches, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah, but you know what? They got to be in the right spot, too. And I'll tell you, watching Robertson last night, even when you had him, when he had a step in, he had a great year for you when he was in the bullpen. He pitched great for the Yankees when he was there.
Yeah, I mean, he was a treat to have. I mean, his stuff was incredible. Another huge strikeout guy, as he's doing again this year. I mean, Robbie was, you know, he was not a guy that got rattled very easily. You know, he'd always have that one or two appearances during the course of a season that he would be a little out of whack and be a little wild and find a way to get out of it, and that's who he's been because he can strike people out.
You know, I see these teams, Joe, and I'll tell you, it's amazing how many good players there are that nobody knows. Like, you look at the White Sox right now, and nobody knows the White Sox. You see these guys like Garcia. I mean, this guy is a heck of a player. I mean, you know, there's so many good players around baseball and young players, too. You look at these teams, nobody talks about a guy like him. Man, that guy's a good player. He's a heck of a player.
You know, he's a really good outfielder, too. And, you know, he came up when he was so young, and I think there were huge expectations on him. He looked like Miguel Cabrera, in a sense, was built like him, kind of tried to emulate
Little Miggy, they call him. Yeah, Little Miggy, yeah.
And I think it was a lot of pressure on him, and I think the light has went on. And he's still a young player.
And he's a tough out now.
Yeah, and he's a guy you don't want to see come to the plate.
And it seems to be a couple on every team.
Yes. You know, that's the one thing that teams have went with more youth, and it seems like players are more experienced at 25 than they were years ago because they're getting an opportunity to come up when they're 21 and 22, and by the time they're 25, they're superstars.
And I'll tell you, I sense your guys doing this. I see this, and I've seen it more in baseball this year. People are attacking the shifts now a lot more than they were the last couple of years. Maybe the guy who's the bona fide slugger who gets paid to hit homers might not, but you see a lot of guys now dropping a ball down. You see a lot of them slapping the ball the other way. You see a lot more people attacking these shifts now than you did 2 years ago.
You know, I kind of put it, it's similar to football. You know, the offenses come up with new gimmicks, and it takes the defense a little time to catch up. Well, it's kind of the opposite. The defense have come up with some gimmicks and are playing percentages, and it's taken the offense a little time to change their swings and do some different things, but guys are doing it.
They really are. And you kind of see, I mean, I've seen that this year from Headley. I've seen it from, you know, Ellsbury. I've seen it from guys on other teams. I've seen it from a lot of different guys this year. Guys are trying to, they're taking those hits now the other way.
Yeah, and you know what? Greg Bird laid down a bunt first week, you know, and if the opportunity is going to be there, you know, you hope the guys take advantage of it. But, you know, the thing is you have to be comfortable, and it takes guys a little while to get comfortable with it.
You're on your way to see the Pirates. So, yeah. An interesting way, you go see a National League team for a couple of days and then over to see the Red Sox. So, that's really when the baseball season starts, when you go see the Red Sox for the first time.
That's what it seems like all the time. And they're playing well. They're really swinging the bats. Their starting pitching has been good. Kimbrel has been really good down in their bullpen. So, obviously, it's an important road trip. You know, we're going to get a day off. It'd be really nice to finish off this road trip and win another series and before we go into Pittsburgh. And, you know, the concern there is always your pitchers hitting and how they're going to respond, and you hope they don't get hurt. But, you know, it's an important road trip. They're all important at this point.
What have you done this week with your pitchers to get them ready to go hit this week and to run the bases?
Well, you know what? We really started in spring training, and we had them doing a lot in spring training, you know, hoping that it would help them. And they've been hitting, and Montgomery was out there hitting, and Michael's been hitting, and they all have been. So, you know, the big thing I worry about is when they sacrifice, make sure you're the out. It's not the guy in front of you.
You don't want them on base.
Correct.
Yeah, that's the bigger issue. You don't care if they hit. You don't want them on base, right? That's really the biggest thing, right?
Yes, and, you know.
Especially a guy like CeCe. You don't want CeCe on base, right?
No, I don't want to see him running the bases.
Yeah, I understand that. That's interesting. And he can hit, too.
Yeah, some guys might catch him from behind.
See you later, Joe. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, the Yankees are going to the Pirates this weekend, which means they have to hit. It's not that. It's running the bases, especially these older pitchers. The Yankees, you know, you don't like your guys running the bases. You don't want to get hurt. Pulling a muscle, you know, tearing up a knee, going to the base wrong, that kind of thing. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.